And we're going to do some work with this story now so that we can continue to rewrite our own stories so that we can install these new codes and new energies inside of us and find those old buried energies, that pure Eve inside of us. So first, I want to invite you just to take a moment and jot down just whatever came up for you, whatever you're seeing for yourself as you opened yourself up to the story. Just your initial, you know, what came up for you? What are you seeing? Give you another moment with that. All right, and we're gonna go deeper with the story. We're gonna really work with the energies, the different archetypal energies in the story. All of the energies, all of the characters in this story aren't only outside of us, they're also part of us. And I'm going to give us an opportunity to, and if you don't like this word, use another word for yourself, use law of adaptation, but we're going to channel some of these energies in a very grounded way. So we're going to do some journaling, and we're going to write from the voice of some of these characters, of some of these energies. And I'm going to lead you through on how to do this. We're going to start with the God in Eden. Now, before we start, I want to say a couple things about that. First of all, again, you might be saying to yourself, like, oh, but why, you know, why would I want to channel from the God of Eden in this story? I don't like that one. Again, if it's outside of us, it's also inside of us. And to unwind these energies, we need to understand them more. We need to get to the heart of them. And so this is courageous to journal from the voice of the God in Eden, right? You may not like this one. This may be the source of shame for you, but I want to invite you to make friends with it, to see it so you can see it more clearly and bring it even more out of your blind spot. Now, it's important, especially if you use the word God in your everyday life, it's really important to not write from God, like whatever the universal God is, but specifically the one in this story, the God in Eden, right? Because we don't want this commingling with any of your other ideas about other, you know, God in other ways, but specifically this story. So this is how you're going to do it. You're going to write, I'm going to tell you when to start writing. You're going to write as fast as you can without stopping. Don't even think it. It's almost like you're just going to let the energy run through you and run through you into the words. I'm going to let it go for about a minute and a half, and then I'll tell you to stop. If you're not sure what to write, just repeat what you wrote last over and over until the next pieces come. And just keep on writing as fast as you can. Don't worry about spelling, grammar, anything like that. And the prompt, what you're going to start with, is simply, I am the God in Eden. So write that down. I am the God in Eden. You can even just take a moment, close your eyes, feel into that energy. I am the God in Eden. And then go. Write the message from that one. What does this one want to say? Just start writing. Go. keep on going, keep on writing. Find more of what this one has to say. Keep on going. See what else this one has to say, the God in Eden. Another couple moments. Keep on going. And then you can start to bring that thought to a close. Finish that thought. And then shake your hand out because we're going to be doing more writing. The next energy I want to invite you to channel and see what it has to say to you is the Garden of Eden, right? So it's not a person, but it's still an energy in this story. It still has something to share here. So you're going to start with, I am the Garden of Eden. And then write, keep on writing. So you can write down, I am the Garden of Eden. And take a moment, close your eyes. Feel into the energy of Eden in this story. And go, start writing. Write as fast as you can until I invite you to stop. I am the Garden of Eden. Keep on writing. Keep on going just a little longer. What more does Eden have to say? And then start to bring it to a close. We're going to do two more of these. So get your hands ready, get your wrists ready. I know it's a lot of writing. Shake your wrists out. Take a moment. Close your eyes. Connect in with the energy of the serpents, of the snake, from the story that was just told. And start with, I am the snake. Write that down and start writing from the energy of the snake. I am the snake. What does it have to tell you? I am the snake. On going. Just a little bit longer. And then bring that thought to a close for now. And then this is the last one, the apple. So take a moment, really connect into the energy of the apple. And then start with, I am the apple. Start writing. Really be open to what the apple has to say to you. On going. A little bit more. Get the wisdom from the apple. And then begin to bring that to a close. And then when you're done, I want to just invite you to take a minute and read over everything that you wrote from the different energies in this story. Read it over now with your practitioner's eye, you know, with a higher perspective. See and make connections as you read through. take another few moments. All right, and so then let's pause here for a moment. And I'd love to hear from one or two of you. You can press star 2 to raise your hand. What's coming through? What are you seeing through the story for yourself? What's feeling important? Renee.
Wow, Joanna, what I see is the God voice. Like, even as I was writing it, I was like, I actually found that perhaps the easiest one to write.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, my dad is like sitting next to me. And it's like, I mean, it's like, I created things to be a certain way. And like, I gave you everything. And I just set one rule, and like, you didn't follow the rules. Like, you didn't follow the rules. I just asked you to do one thing, and it's like, I gave you everything, and you just like discarded that. And you're so ungrateful. I mean, if you'd given me like 10 minutes, I probably could have written nonstop for 10
right.
minutes and that.
Right.
You know?
And how,
but,
and
like,
how often do you repeat that to yourself without even being conscious that you're telling yourself those things, right?
I mean, like, I repeat it to myself probably 20 times a day, and maybe
yeah.
like more and more times I'm conscious of it, you know, so
yeah.
I'm very aware,
yeah.
but like, you know, probably yeah. like these days, like 15 times out of 20, I'm aware,
right.
but like it's still
right, right.
repeating.
Yeah, but that's why we're doing the work, right? It's so, I'm
yeah.
glad that it came through. It doesn't surprise me that that was the easiest. For many of us, that's the voice and the energy we know the most. You know,
yeah.
But I'm glad that it feels like you're able to see it in some new ways, or at least like poke some more holes at it. So I'm
yeah,
really happy to
yeah.
hear that. Thank you. Good. Let's see. All right, I'm gonna take more than one or two because there's so many hands raised, and I know there's juicy stuff here. So, Amelia.
Hi, Joanna. Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this was so amazing. Basically, God created it, and that the tree of knowledge was like this anomaly. And so God was trying to protect God's friends, Adam and Eve, and was like, I created all of this, but I don't know what that is. So like, just don't touch it. And I don't know what it is.
Mm.
And so that is impactful to me because I used to take criticisms from either people who know me or followers or friends and family as like they're against me, but that this part was impactful because I realized they're not against me. They're just against what they don't know.
Yeah, their fear. It's their fear that they're projecting onto you. Is it what it sounds
yeah.
like to me?
Yeah, and it really that helped me kind of like put that into perspective and not be
yeah.
so defensive. Because it's the difference
yeah.
that has held me back from, like, channeling my
yeah.
inner.
I love it. Like, tell me if I'm getting this right, Amelia. Part of what I'm hearing is that you're seeing that it's their fear, and you don't have to take that on.
Yeah. And the main theme from the serpent and the apple was, like, I represent choice. And I'm not here to cajole, like to convince you. I represent a choice, and not everyone wants the wilderness, but Eve does. And I was kind of laughing because the terms like bad bitch just kept coming up. It was like Eve, like the serpent was like, I'm a choice, and I knew it was gonna be Eve because she's like the baddest bitch in the land, and I needed to help her out because I could tell she was scared, and I just told her the truth.
Yeah, it feels like for you, the serpent was really this like great activator for
yeah.
the choice to happen. I love it. Thank you. Thanks for sharing, Amelia. This is great. All right, I'm going to take a couple more. I can't take everyone, but I'm going to take a couple more. These are so good. I don't know who this is. This is 5548. Are your last numbers?
Yes. Hi, I'm Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, it might show my husband's name, I'm not sure. So, love the story. Love the story. And God was actually quietly quite proud of her.
Oh, I just got chilled when you said that.
This is what came out as, I'm the God of Eden, and I still can't believe you did that, but I'm also kind of proud. I can't let you see that. You've been trying to hold strong parameters for humanity, but way to go, Eve. You've become a real person by disobeying me.
Why is that important for you? Why that I can feel the importance of it for you? What is it?
Well, I think, you know, I definitely, some of the earlier writing that we were doing, I was kind of surprised to see how much the approval of others is still alive in me. And my parents are both dead. I'm almost 62. But I come from a Jewish background, and my brother became Orthodox of his own volition and interest. And I really have kind of kept quiet certain things, because if I come forward with certain aspects of healing work that I've learned that are based on Kabbalah, it's like, but who are you to? You're not a rabbi, you're not a student. Like, wow, why is that still so alive in me?
I feel like,
I mean, I'm not asking you this.
No, I know. But what I want to say is that I feel like this voice that came through the God of Eden was the part of you that's really ready to give yourself permission for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really beautifully, beautifully done. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That. Good. All right. Hold on. Let me take some more here. Donna.
Hello.
Hi.
I think I need to comment on the God of Eden as well, because that was the most profound thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I realized that he was a great protector, and all he ever wanted was to keep them safe, because it was a case of ignorance is bliss, and he wanted to gift them with that space. Mm-hmm. And by them eating the apple, there's a lot of responsibility with the knowledge that came with it, and a lot of heaviness. And he wanted to keep them and me, which is what came across, was small and innocent. And and so it was, I realized that this was my inner critic, and maybe even my dad. And it helped give me a new perspective on it was only ever meant in love to keep me safe and protected.
Yeah.
So
important, because that can allow you to move forward knowing that it was done in love.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take just one more share for now, even though these are all so good. Regina. Are you there, Regina? Hello? Regina? All right, I'm going to take another share then. Priscilla.
Hi.
Hi.
The overarching theme for the different ones was that I had my intentions and my perceptions of the items, right, the snake, the apple, the garden, wrong, meaning that my perception was of ill intent, right? The apple said that it was a pure space of infinite creation and authenticity. The serpent said that she was not here to cause harm. She was rather protecting herself when we perceive that she is a source of evil or mischief or ill intent. And so seeing the perception from their eyes felt very pure and inviting versus harmful and treacherous.
Yeah, with that energy, I love it, and with that energy of inviting, what would be possible for you if you were to feel more of that inviting energy in your work and in your life?
It's so expansive, there's just more freedom, and that was my intention, to feel loose and to break free. So, yeah.
I love it. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Good. I want to remind everybody that we have our community space of the Facebook group, and I would love, not now because we still have more work to do right now, but afterwards, please share. I'm going to lower hands right now, but please share what's coming through. It's amazing to just express it. It will help you feel it in more deeply, writing it even more so. It will help all of us to see these different pieces. We all learn from each other, and I will respond to every single share. That is a promise. Okay, as I said, I thought we might go a couple minutes over, and indeed, I can tell you right now, I think we will, but I'm going to get us through because we still have more work to do here. There's still more that I want to give you. So let's keep on going deeper with this. And where I want us to go next is to have the opportunity to connect deeply with Eve, with the highest expression of Eve, not the woman who hangs her head in shame, not the woman who is the original sinner, but with she who is the original revolutionary leader. We've already started to connect with her and take her out of the rubble that she's been buried under history by all of these old stories and old narratives. We've already begun to unearth her, but I want to take the next step and do that even more because she's key for us. We each have always had Eve inside of us, waiting to be awakened again. We have always had the unapologetic, passionate one, the one willing to speak the truth, the one who takes a stand, the one who trusts her own inner authority, all of that, that revolutionary leader. So let's move forward and connect more deeply with her. Step into her energy. So I invite you to close your eyes. We're going to be in visualization for a little bit. I invite you to close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out, really bringing yourself fully present, even more fully present to this moment right now. Inhaling and exhaling. Connecting deeply with yourself, with all of you, with your wisdom. And I invite you to call in front of you the image of Eve. Call Eve to be with you, to sit with you, or to stand in front of you. Really just call her in. Let her settle in front of you. And first, just take her in with your eyes. This revolutionary leader. This one who takes action that's against the grain. This one who knows how to move and activate others to take action. This one who's guided by wisdom and spirit to approach things differently. See what she looks like for you. See what she wears, Eve. See how she wears her hair. and see the expression on this revolutionary leader's face. And see how she holds herself and her body. And as you see all this, connect in with her. Really connect with Eve's energy. Connect through the eyes. And you can even take her hands in yours, connect through the touch. And even through the breath, you can start to breathe in tune and in sync with Eve, with your revolutionary leader. And as you connect deeply with Eve, I want you to ask her a couple of questions. First question to ask Eve, to ask your Eve, is what is it about you, your ideas, your boldness, who you are, what is it about you that I have been ashamed of? And Eve might answer in words, or you might just know it, or she'll show you an image, but ask her, what is it about you, your ideas, your characteristics, any of you that I have been ashamed of? Take in what she has to say. It might be something you already know, but there may also be something new in there. Either is great. Or she may not answer anything, and that's fine as well. It might be in the mystery, but just see. And then continue to connect even more deeply with Eve through the eyes, through holding hands, through the breath, really connect with your Eve, with your revolutionary leader. And ask her, what do you want me to know? What is the wisdom that you have for me right now? And see what she wants to say. What does she want you to know? And then connecting even more deeply with Eve, really connecting in with her, being with her, and asking her, what would you like for me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. And see what she has to say about that. What does she want you to do? If there's anything that she says that you don't understand what she means, you can ask her. Ask her what she means by it. And connect even more deeply with Eve, really see her, really be with her presence and her energy, with this revolutionary leader energy. And Eve has an object for you, a gift in the form of an object. Let her present it to you right now, whatever this object is that Eve has for you. And when you see this object that Eve has for you. You may know exactly what its purpose is, but if you don't, ask her. Ask her what is the meaning of this object? What is this gift? How can I use it? And then ask Eve to place this gift in the exact part of your body that needs it the most, that can absorb it the most for your use. Ask her to put it straight into the part of your body that needs this gift the most. And really open yourself up and take in the energy of this gift as she puts it in your body. Take it in, absorb it. Feel the energy of it. Feel what it feels like in your body to take this gift in. Take a moment, stay in your meditative state, but just jot down quickly anything that you want to jot down before we go any further. Any notes you want to take with Eve right there. Let's jot them down, whatever you need to write down. And then let's keep on going. So continue to see Eve in front of you. Feel her energy. I want you to take her hands in yours. And what I actually what I would want to invite you to do is to stand up. So physically, you can stand up 2 feet on the ground with Eve standing in front of you. Connect back into her energy. Take her hands in yours, feel her energy. And I invite you to step in to the stream of her energy. Step in, literally take a step forward into the energy of the revolutionary leader. Claim that for yourself. Step into it. See how it feels. And start to move. Just walk around the room as Eve, as your revolutionary leader. Feel what it feels like in your body to be in this energy. And if you've never done anything like this before and it seems a little strange, no worries. You can roll your eyes, but see if you'll allow yourself to go with it however much as you can. Walk as Eve. Feel her in your body. Feel the revolutionary in your body. Move around the room as Eve. Be in her energy with each step more and more. And then stop, pause wherever you are. Place your feet firmly on the ground. If you can, raise your arms, both your arms up to the sky, or just open them up, whatever feels comfortable and empowering for you. Be in that energy of ease. Feel it. Lower your hands. And from this energy of Eve, see in front of you either a parent or whoever that God from Eden is in your life, a sibling, a parent, your religion, a teacher, whoever that God has been in Eden, see that one in front of you. be in the energy of Eve. What does Eve want to say? What does your revolutionary want to say to this one in front of you? What is it that maybe you want to give back? What needs to be said for you to be with, feel Eve even more in your life? Speak to the parent, to the sibling, to whoever that God in Eden is for you. Speak as Eve, as the revolutionary leader. Give back what's not yours. Take one more moment. And then let that one go, the one that is in front of you, the parent, the sibling, whoever it is. Staying in that energy of Eve, going back now to your journal. And you're going to ask Eve some more questions and journal from her voice. So you're going to, I'm going to give you some questions to ask her and see what she wants to answer. Just journal through her voice. Channel her voice in the answers. First question, what rules would it be in my highest good to start breaking? What are the rules that would be in my highest good to start breaking? See what Eve has to say about that. Right from her voice. What are the rules that would be in my highest good to start breaking? She may have a lot to say. She may have a little to say. It's all good. Next question for Eve, I want you to ask her and have her write through you. What new paradigms and ideas am I ready for? What new paradigms and new ideas am I ready for? Let's see what she has to say. Right from her voice. What new paradigms and ideas am I ready for? Next question for Eve. What is inside of me that I am ready to claim? Have her write that answer through you. What is inside of me that I am ready to claim? What is inside of me that I am ready to claim? And then bring that to an end. Feel the Eve energy inside of you. What I want you to do now is, you know, we've kind of heightened that Eve energy inside of us for right now to activate her, but I want you to ask her to just now, you can almost shake your body a little bit, have her integrate in so that she is in her rightful place inside of you. So just shake some of, like, literally shake your body, shake the energy, just in case some of that needs to kind of like seep in and integrate in, and anything excess can roll away. And really be in gratitude to Eve for showing herself today, for bringing herself forward and her energy for you. Okay. We still have a little bit more work to do. We're going to keep on going. And I'm going to open up for questions at the very end. I want to hear more takeaways. And also, if there are any questions that have come up, open up. I will stay on the line until any questions are answered. But I want to make sure I give you a few more pieces here. I want you to complete this sentence for yourself and write it down. The revolutionary inside of me desires X. So put in whatever the revolutionary inside of you desires or desires to do. So write down the revolutionary inside of me desires, and then complete that part of the sentence. What does it desire, or what does it desire to do? And be on your edge with this, right? Like, push this one. Be real true to the desire. What is it that you really want? The revolutionary inside of me desires. Complete that sentence. And then write, and I am not ashamed of it. The revolutionary inside of me desires to own my sexuality, right, for example, and I am not ashamed of it. The revolutionary inside of me desires to speak up against whatever it is, and I am not ashamed of it, right? So write that sentence. And then there's another sentence that I want you to write down. The revolutionary inside of me claims, what is a part of yourself that you're ready to claim? Hopefully Eve told you, or else you might just know. The revolutionary inside of me claims, and then complete that. What is it that you're claiming? What part of yourself or anything, whatever it is. And then also finish that with, and I am not ashamed of it. The revolutionary inside of me claims X, whatever that is for you, and I am not ashamed of it. And what I'd like to invite you to do is to very purposefully and very intentionally speak both of these sentences out loud right now. I'll give you about 30 seconds to speak both out loud, intentionally, with purpose. Feel it, feel it. Good. And then finally, the apple. So if you brought an apple to our time together today, this is the moment to use it. If you didn't bring an apple, if you have any other kind of fruit or any other kind of food, you know, whatever, you can really use anything or just to have a metaphoric apple. Take a moment and really set the intention to claim this thing that you are not ashamed of. Really be intentional about claiming it. And when you're ready to seal that in, take a big bite of the apple and enjoy it. And then from there, write down your very next action step. What is an action that you are called to take over the next few days? Write that down. Okay, we're almost at the end of our time together today. There are some things I want to share with you before we close. So first of all, as I said at the beginning of our time together, there's a difference between a breakthrough and a transformation. Today, hopefully we've made a lot of breakthroughs and we've started to inch towards transformation. But really what I have learned in working with the energy of Eve and working with anything I've worked through over my life is to get to that transformation, we need to apply persistently and consistently. And so what we've done today is we've started something important here, a connection with Eve's energy, revolutionary energy, activating that inside of you, getting it from the rubble. We've, you know, created a clearer connection there. We're going to use our Facebook group over about the next 7 or 8 days to continue with the persistent and consistent connection. I'm going to give you a little assignment every day or every other day over the next 7, 8, 9 days so that you can continue to really lean into the energy and start to get some more of the answers coming through. So not all of you have joined the Facebook group yet. If you haven't, please do. We're going to have a lot going on there. And, of course, also please post everything in there. I want to hear, you know, what's come through today, all of that. And also I think I am going to do maybe a short Facebook Live at some point over the next week in there about pulling out a couple of the coaching and facilitation tools. How you can use this energy and work with your clients. Okay. So all that being said, before we wrap for today, I would love to hear from some of you what is it that, and we'll have a closing piece, so hang on the line, I promise. I'm going to take like two, three shares. We're going to close, and then anybody else that wants to share after that wants to hang on the line, I want to hear from you. But I'd love to take 2 or 3 shares before our special close. What are you taking away from our time together? What are you seeing? Star two. Christine.
Hi, Joanne. It's Christine. This was profound, as usual. So I just want to thank you for that. I was really, really called to this today because I know that I need this back into my life, not just my business, but my life. And my biggest takeaway from this was connecting with the energy of Eve. And when we did the visualization part of that, I cried so hard.
What was happening? Why was that important? What was happening for you?
I feel like she has just been the missing part of me.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
And it was like a welcoming home.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear it. I'm so happy to hear it. Yay.
Well, this was fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Heather.
Hi. Thanks for letting me share and be on the call today.
Of course.
I really, really, really enjoyed this exercise. I was really excited about stepping into Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And when you had us visualize who our God was standing in front of us, I had so much love and gratitude for who I am and the gifts I have been given.
Yeah.
And it really helped when we got to the end and you asked us to claim what we had to claim.
Yes.
Because I'm claiming myself.
Yeah, I hear it in your voice, Heather. Like, I can hear it. Yeah.
So powerful. And so much gratitude for what you led us through today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so, so welcome. All right, there are other hands raised. I'm going to get to them. But I want to kind of formally close because I know some people have to go, and then whoever's sticking around, I'll get to your hands raised. So let's all just take a moment and just be in gratitude for showing up and for making this sacred time and space. It's so rare to make containers like this, but they're so important. I'm just in such deep gratitude to each of you for showing up and helping me make this space. Thank you. Be in gratitude for ourselves and all we bring forward. And in so saying, the work of this circle is done, but really only just begun. May you return to your ordinary lives, extraordinary women. May you walk with Eve in your heart, knowing that you have full permission to be the revolutionary leader that you are, that the world needs you. May you remember how sacred you are. And just take a moment, hug yourself, squeeze yourself to seal it all in. Again, I'd love to hear from all of you in the Facebook group. I'll be doing a bit more in the Facebook group over the next 7 or 10 days. If you need to go, go. But if not, I'm going to get to the rest of the raised hands. Priscilla.
Thank you for today. I would say that the experience was so timely, and also that there is a lot of space now, and I was surprised how graceful and kind Eve was for me in her energy. I still feel like there's a little bit of old energy maybe that's still being released. I don't feel like she's fully locked and loaded yet, but and so maybe if anyone else is experiencing that, but
That's totally normal and natural. That's what I was saying. Like, it's not a once and done. This is an activation, and I want to offer the persistent practices over the next week. So absolutely, you haven't done anything. Like, you're exactly where you need to be.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Kim.
Hear me?
Yeah.
First of all, thank you. Such a powerful space to be with this energy. And like Heather, just feeling that claiming myself and really giving myself permission to cement this. And it feels like another layer of clearing to let go of kind of those ingrained fears and conditioning and stepping into that bigger wilderness energy.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear it. I'm so excited to see what's going to evolve.
Thank you so much, Joanna.
Yeah, you're welcome. Christine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, just so much gratitude and love for you. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
So a couple of things. The first thing that for me in going through the whole thing that I really noticed was there was so much for me, there was so much play, there was so much kind of comic relief that kept coming mm-hmm. through. And it was just this real reminder that of the importance of bringing in that lighter, playful
yeah.
energy, and that there's yeah. a freedom in that.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you're revolutionary. It sounds like she's light and playful. I love it. I'm so glad you're able to see that. That feels really important and something, your double entendre, something to play with there.
Yeah. And then the other big thing that kept coming through, like in all of it, was especially when we were, you know, we were talking as each of the characters, was that a creation, once it is created, no longer belongs to the creator. It has its own life, and as part of life, it must expand and evolve. And so even for myself, you know, to that it's the power is in letting, again, getting playful and letting go of that need to feel like I have to control the creation, or I have
yeah,
to,
I
out
that.
Of fear. It's like, because once it's created, once my job is just to let it come through, and the creation itself will unfold
yeah.
as it's meant to.
I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Profound and beautiful.
Thank you.
So. Shamit.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, that was amazing. That was so powerful. And I could just talk for hours about the experience, but I just mainly wanted to say thank you so much. Again, it was so timely. You know, everything happens for a reason, but I realized through this experience just how much shame I'm actually holding.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because I had my first online client yesterday, and what kept coming up was her healing of her shame. And it's just so powerful. I've noticed that every time I have a client and something comes up, it's actually what I'm also working through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, so I was definitely meant to do this work with you. This was so powerful. Thank you so much. There were
so welcome.
Layers,
yeah.
layers and layers of depth. And yeah, this is a whole book if you want to write it.
I know. Like I said, it's a 3-day retreat. So glad. So glad you
book,
received so much.
Like a New York Times yeah. bestseller. Like you could just really. You know, this is a really big, big topic, especially in the U.S., you know, not so much in New Zealand, and I don't think so much in Sweden, but in the U.S., you know, what religion has done and that those stories and the imprint and impact that it has
there,
had on the psyche
it's huge. And it's in our
Yeah,
so
I know.
You. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was amazing.
Oh. All right. I feel like I should know who this is, but I don't. 1762.
Hey, it's Esther again.
Esther, that's what I thought.
Yes. So there were a lot of really interesting parts that I definitely have to sit and investigate some more. Two things that hit me super powerful was that the God of the garden in Eden was loving and at the end of the day, but the events just had to happen. He wanted to keep Adam and Eve safe. And that awareness really brought me to tears. And then when Eden ate the apple, she also swallowed the seed. And then when you posed it, the question, what is for me to be claiming, is that seed from the apple of the Garden of Eden that Eve ate. And that felt really profound. And I'm not sure why yet.
Yeah, I would. You can journal, have a dialogue with the seed. Mm-hmm. Ask it what it wants you to know, what it is, you know, and just journal from it. I think that's a place for you to go deeper there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
And then, some voice activation and then some fear came up at the end, which is good because it's ready to be purged.
Yeah, it's showing yourself. It's you. Good. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
That. You're welcome. Thank you. Susie.
Anna, thank you. This was, wow. My mind is just blown and my heart too. My heart is full. Mm-hmm. Aside from so inner awarenesses, I think something that came up toward the end as you were closing that I hadn't expected was I feel a new sense of connection to all women through this Eve story. And I feel like I didn't just see myself fully in this over these past 2 hours, but in a way, I also feel like I see other women now more fully than I did before. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, when we're denying ourselves, we're also denying others, right? So the more we move towards our own self-acceptance, the more we're able to see others and accept them too. Beautiful, really beautiful. And last but certainly not least, Renee.
Ah, Joanna. So it was really interesting. It was all going, fine. Like, I was in communication with Eve until the gift. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't see the gift. Like, I couldn't see a gift. And I was like, okay, well, pretend you have a gift for me. And, put it where it needs to go. And you know, I don't need to see it. You just put it there, and she put it right in my heart space, in the back of my heart space, and then when you asked us to get up and walk around, I felt like I could step into her, but then walking, it was like there was a fight going on in my body, which is of course this thing I've been dealing with, and one of the things that came up earlier was the shame I'm holding of having spent the entire past year basically in the wilderness and putting all the attention on my physical body in order, with the belief that I really hold that it has everything I birth is going to come through my body. I might not give birth to a child, but my work, my sacred work comes through my body. If I can't be in my body, then I can't deliver my work. I can't share my knowledge. And so it was at the same time holding this shame for that God voice is what the fuck have you done? And you're going to drain all your assets and those stories. And I just felt this fight, I'm trying to walk around in her and yet I'm still walking on my heels and not on the ball of my foot, which is energetically dragging your heels, not stepping forward into it. And it was I'm literally trying to walk around on my ball of my foot with lifting my heels, and it's not happening, and it's it's just really interesting to see it all come together.
I think I know that sometimes it's hard to see, right? Like those pieces. And of course, you do so much of your own work. I know you see a lot of pieces. It's just not today, but I think it's important that you're seeing this. And I think what I want for you, Renee, is to use what happened in this container as an opportunity. Like you may have to be walking on your heels, but use it as an opportunity to say, you know what, at least I stepped in for a moment before stepping out. And then I stepped in again. You know, if you're not fully ready to walk in her energy, like I said, it's a process, you know, but that you're in it, and really love and honor yourself that you're in it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, for those of you, so many of you stick around till the end, thank you. I hope that today was really meaningful for you. And I really mean it. Please post in the Facebook group. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what's going on and what's evolving. And I know the community does, too. So we'll be together for the next week in the Facebook group. I'm sending you all a big hug and so much love. Bye.